Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
How was your hump day? Did you survive? Well, I hope so. I'm not sure the radio listening experience would be all that exciting if you were dead. Not much would get through. I'm glad you're here with us, even if dead doesn't mean actually dead. It's a trend that I never really got into, the I'm dead trend. Producer Jay, have you ever dropped that on someone in a text or in person or on social media? The I'm dead trend. As in, that slayed me. Wait, slayed me. That slayed me. Yes, slayed me. I mean, I know I constantly prove to you that I'm not cool. This might take the cake. But I just need to know if you were part of the I'm dead crowd.
No.
No? You never did that?
No, not at all.
I actually saw it not that long ago from a 27-year-old. So I kind of thought, maybe that's your realm still. No?
I think I missed that one.
Oh, do you know what I'm talking about, though?
I do, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's, eh. It's like meh.
Mehs, yeah.
It peaked, and then it disappeared. I don't see it nearly as much anymore, but it used to be the thing on social media. Also, are we past the him trend yet, or is that still a thing?
Like, he's him?
Yes.
I think we're getting there, but I think we're still in the end of it.
Okay.
We're close, though. We're almost out of it.
Right.
Light at the end of the tunnel.
Any chance we could ever get through the LOL phase? Because if we could do that, I'd be just so ecstatic.
That's a staple.
No. Do you know I had a rule? Maybe it's why it took me so long to get married. I do not date men who send me LOL in a text. No.
Ha-has are good.
Ha-has are okay. Emojis are terrific. No LOLs. Just no.
Yeah.
Why is it such a pet peeve of mine? But I hated LOL.
It's weird how no one ever says laugh out loud, though.
Well, you can say I laughed out loud in a text, and it is not a big thing.
That'd be kind of weird.
Would it?
Oh, laughed out loud. Next time you make me laugh in a text,
just,
I'm writing that.
Just use the laughing so hard you're crying emoji.
Yeah, that works.
That works perfectly.
That's become very popular.
Yes. I do love emojis. I would absolutely date guys who use emojis. Sorry, babe, this is pre-you. But I will tell you something funny. Early on when I was dating my husband, and this is obviously long distance, so a lot of our relationship was over phone or over text, I didn't mention how much I loved emojis, and all of a sudden he started using a lot more of them.
Well, he's listening.
He was paying attention. Despite the fact that when we were dating, my mom said to me, I'm pretty sure he's tuned you out already. What? No. I asked him, though, and then I was a little suspicious of his answer.
He said what?
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It's closer to the weekend than it was the start of the week. Yay. And actually, for a lot of you who had Juneteenth off, it's a nice little respite, I suppose, in the middle of the week. Weirdly enough, though, as much as there were federal buildings and banks and the post office that were closed on Juneteenth. Honestly, sometimes the post office is closed randomly on a Tuesday, so I can't really figure out. Have you ever noticed that we don't get mail every day anymore? Maybe it's just me, but I've talked to a lot of people all over the country who say that sometimes the mail just doesn't come randomly on a Thursday, the second week of the month.
Is that like a mailman supply?
I'm not sure.
A shortage, I mean?
Probably could be. Anyway, Juneteenth was Wednesday, and so a lot of people were off work or their places of business were closed. But I had kiddos in my church class on Sunday, who said Monday was their day off. Instead, the school districts chose to do a long weekend type of thing because they're so close to the end of the school year. So I guess there's flexibility there.
My sister, who was a teacher, actually had both Monday and Wednesday.
Monday and Wednesday off?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Her district. Both my sisters are teachers. One only had Wednesday. One had Monday and Wednesday.
All right. I can't keep up. I cannot. However, I hope that you enjoyed your day off, if that was you. Jay, I have to tell you something. First of all, we've got a very angry listener who's been finding us on both of our social media sites, trying to tell me that Twix is a candy, and he's very upset that we have chosen to do a bit of a celebrity marriage, if you will, between Twitter and X, because the whole idea of Elon Musk can brand it whatever he wants, it doesn't matter about its name, he's going to change the name, that annoys me. Have you noticed that I'm annoyed a lot by social media and texting trends? Yes. Anyway, it's a necessary evil. So I sometimes revert back to calling it by its name, Twitter. And sometimes when I'm feeling clever, crafty, when I'm feeling like a cool radio host, I will call it Twix. And people laugh at it. Our guests, they laugh at it. They think it's funny. It's obviously meant to be tongue-in-cheek. We like Twix. Every time I say it, Jay wants a Twix candy bar. But there is one listener who is so angry. He is sending us messages on both of our social media sites trying to tell me that I should not be calling it that because Twix is a candy. All right. Let's not get so literal.
I mean, it's a candy. Yeah, sure.
It can be both.
Exactly.
Right. We have those words in our English language all the time. Anyway, just because it's perfectly right on cue, I have to tell you what I did. Elon himself takes to his social media site, and he wanted to know when was the last time we called it Twitter. Be honest, he says. Well, the last time that I called it Twitter was, I don't know, 20 hours ago.
Less for me.
And so I responded, quote tweeted it, and now people are responding as well. Apparently we are not alone on our island because there are still lots of people who refuse to move to the new one-letter name that he prefers. You don't get to just change the name. Although I guess Dunkin' Donuts did go to just Dunkin', which is Whatever.
Domino's, too.
Lots of people still call it Dunkin' Donuts. Wait, Domino's changed its name?
They were used to be Domino's Pizza, and now they're just Domino's.
Who cares?
They wanted to let it be known that they had more than pizza.
Oh. I mean, every pizza place has more than pizza.
They really wanted it to be known.
Oh, Pizza Hut has more than pizza?
Yes.
The local mom and pop pizza shop in my town has more than pizza.
Calzones.
Everybody knows that when you go, yes, mozzarella sticks and different sandwiches.
Yeah, Zeppelin's.
Every Italian place has more than pizza, even if what they're known for is their pizza. That's just standard. If you're Italian, you know this.
They spent a lot of money on like changing all the signs and the marketing and the branding.
Oh, kind of like what our company did during a pandemic. Instead of intercom, because I guess that was boring or they needed something to do during the pandemic.
Similar.
The crack marketing and PR teams decided that they would spend a bunch of money by rebranding and renaming it Odyssey, a word that no one had ever heard of. So they made up a word, made up a name, and then, Jay, come on. It was a bit of a slap in the face. Many of us took pay cuts during the pandemic only to have them send us swag with the new company name and logo all over it.
Swag is strong.
Do you not remember that?
Oh, I remember.
Oh, well, it was kind of swag,
that's
was it not?
That's what I said.
It was a winter cap that was our new company colors. Did you know we have company colors?
I learned it when I got the swag.
Yeah, new company colors. It was, I think, a pair of wireless headphones.
Oh, well, I didn't get those.
They were wired, but they were earpieces, and the wire just connected them behind your head. They're really awkward and kind of nerdy. No, a little bit too nerdy for me. And so I tried them once, and that was the end of that. I gave them away.
I swear I only got the hat. I did not get the headphones.
Oh, you didn't get that too?
Nope.
I feel like there was something else. Oh, yeah. One of those portable chargers.
Nope, didn't get that.
Oh, either a portable charger or an adapter. I think I gave all of that away. The hat I recycled and put it in a donations box and let someone else
have
it.
Mine was a child's medium.
Did you try it on?
I tried it.
It didn't fit your noggin?
No, not well.
Oh, heavens to Betsy.
You've never seen me in it, so.
Well, that's true, but I've also never seen you in the after-hours swag that you stole as well.
Earned? Yeah.
Aren't we just a month away? Inside of a month until the next Major League Baseball All-Star game?
Yeah, definitely.
Is it July 16th? Wait, I'm going to have to look now.
Usually around there, like the 12th to the 16th
right,
range.
Somewhere in there. It sometimes lands on my brother's birthday. And this year we are doing a milestone birthday celebration for Maddie.
It's the 16th.
So it's after I come back. I was going to say, because over that previous week, I'll be gone for a few nights because, again, my brother and my whole family, along with Bob, we're celebrating his milestone birthday. And so we're going all over Virginia, for heaven's sakes. Virginia and D.C., we've got events all over the place. Anyway, it's going to be fun. So I will not be here the week before, but I will be here for the All-Star break. Should we then go ahead and do another jar of candy of some sort? Wait, what did we do? No, it was guessing the number of total pitches at the baseball All-Star game.
Yep, total pitches.
For after-hours swag. By the way, have you ever sent the after-hours swag to our friend Franklin, who...
He'll be receiving it.
How long does it take to arrive? Did you send it by Pony Express?
With the United Postal Service, you never know.
That's a good point. My wedding flowers arrived 3 days before the wedding, even though I'd sent them 3 weeks prior to that. OMG.
Nightmare.
I still get heart palpitations thinking about that and the money we spent trying to come up with an alternate plan just in case. I didn't ever tell you this, but the day after the wedding, it was either the day after or the day after that, one or the other, we took an entire truckload of items back to an Amazon return center because we had bought a bunch of stuff on Amazon just in case we needed it for the wedding decorations. Anyway, I digress. I can't believe that it's almost back for another Major League Baseball All-Star game, but let's do that. Put up a post sometime because we're inside of a month to go now. And we can use our Voice God drops, the after-hours summer swag. Remember those? Those were for last year, but I feel like we can reuse them. Reduce, reuse, recycle. That's us. That's what we do here on After Hours.
Midsummer Swag.
There we go. That's it. Thank you, Voice God. Midsummer Swag can be yours if you can guess the total number of pitches with a P, at the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. That's exciting. I'm pretty exciting.
Oh, the cool kids are doing it.
Did you hear what I just said? I'm pretty exciting. That was actually a slip of the tongue. There goes the perfect show. I'm not pretty exciting. What an idiot I am. Oh, my gosh. There's a lot happening in baseball this week, and I know many of you appreciated our show that was largely a tribute to Willie Mays about 24 hours ago. Many of you continued answering our question throughout the day Wednesday. Which great athlete do you wish you had seen play live and in person? And the reason I started that is because my answer is almost always Willie Mays and Ted Williams are the two. And so because of that, it was really good to be able to connect with many of you and hear your, not just your stories about Willie, but also the athletes that you feel like you missed out because you didn't see them play live. I have no doubt that he will be honored come Tuesday, July 16th, but really through that weekend, that All-Star break at Globe Life Field, the brand new stadium in Arlington, Texas for the World Series champion Rangers. But he's also going to be significantly featured at Rickwood Field coming up on Thursday. We talked about this a bunch last night. Now it's become the center of the baseball world even more than it was, and really become a de facto memorial for Willie Mays. If you hadn't seen, there's a mural now in Alabama that is part of the tributes that are going up and that are being set up in honor of Willie. He died Tuesday afternoon at 93 years old. Already knew he wouldn't be able to make that trip to Birmingham, to Rickwood Field, the nation's oldest professional ballpark, for a game between Cardinals and his longtime franchise, the Giants. And this week of festivities does continue, but with a bittersweet tone to it. And while they were hosting a minor league game on Tuesday, the news broke. And now you've got, in Birmingham, which was his hometown, a mural that is all about honoring and capturing the spirit of the Say Hey Kid. And so it's got a giant smile on his face. And then a bunch of smaller pictures that are painted that capture his different accomplishments, right? His different achievements as a longtime Hall of Famer, All-Star, Gold Glover, MVP, World Series champion. So really neat. If you haven't seen it, this is something special for Willie, and it will be that way at Rickwood Field on Thursday. So yeah, I've seen a ton of national media members descend on Rickwood, but it's also an opportunity for some of the game's brightest stars who we haven't seen around in a while, or maybe we haven't seen them on the national stage. Ken Griffey Jr., Albert Pujols was taking BP. This is really neat. It's a week of festivities honoring the contributions from the Negro Leagues. And remember, just a couple of weeks ago, the decision was made to include Negro League stats with Major League Baseball stats, to merge them, to count them, if you will. And those festivities, they continue, of course, and the baseball game will take place. Logan Webb and the Giants told us on Tuesday that they will use that event to honor Willie. But if you haven't heard about the note, the message he sent to Dusty Baker the day before he died, you're going to want to hear this. We'll get to that coming up a little bit later in the show. The Yankees did not have Aaron Judge on Wednesday, still nursing that sore hand after he was smashed by an errant inside pitch against the Orioles in Tuesday's game. Baltimore and New York played into extras on Wednesday. The Dodgers and the Rockies, they're battling in the NL West. And remember, the Dodgers are without Mookie Betts for a while. We've got QB news, if you can believe it. Seriously, believe it. It's good stuff, actually. Kind of dotting the landscape. And you won't believe the latest potential ploy by the owners. I was taken aback when I heard about it. Also, the owner of the Boston Celtics making his comments after their first title in 16 years. And Caitlin Clark. Oh, this is good. You're going to love this. Well, there's two reasons to love it, I suppose. If you're a Caitlin Clark fan, like my mom, the Fever have won their third game in a row, four consecutive games at home for the first time in a really long time. She had a career-high 12 rebounds as part of a double-double. And so the Fever, with a little extra practice time, are starting to look like they're figuring it out. You'll hear from Caitlin. Also, she was asked about Cameron Brink's torn ACL. So this completely stinks. It sucks. That was a combination. I said stucks. This is what I get for waffling back and forth in my brain. It stinks. She tore her ACL on Tuesday as she was driving to the basket. It happened in Connecticut as the Sparks and the Sun were playing. So Caitlin was asked about that. But even beyond that, finally, we were able to reschedule our interview. Are you ready for this? She's the president of the Connecticut Sun. She's a longtime member of USA Basketball as a coach and also the head of the selection committee that chose the Olympic teams. Oh, and not to mention, she was supposed to coach Cameron Brink in the 3x3 Olympic team, the Olympic squad, coming up in Paris. And now they have to replace Cameron. This afternoon, I had an extended conversation with Jennifer Rosati. Some of you will know her from her playing days. Others of you will know her from her coaching days. As I say, she is heavily involved with USA Basketball and was the selection committee chair that made the choice not only to leave Caitlin Clark off the roster, but then had to answer the questions about why. I'll just tell you right now, you don't want to miss this conversation. Not only did she answer the question and laid it out for us, well, for me, but for you too, laid it out for us without holding anything back, but she also talked about Caitlin's reception in the WNBA. All the questions you want answered, coming from a former WNBA player herself, a longtime coach, the president of a team in the league now, and the USA Women's Basketball Selection Committee chair. Score one for us here on After Hours. Although this is just full disclosure, Jen and I have known each other for a long time, and so I'm thankful that she wanted to come on the show. She generally accepts the invitation whenever I ask her. I don't ask her a lot, but this is the perfect time to talk to Jennifer Rosati. So you'll hear that interview coming up next hour, and probably we will bring back some of it in our final hour as well because, yeah, the people want to know. You all as basketball fans, you want to know. And coming up, you'll hear from Caitlin Clark herself as the Fever win their third straight. On Twix, someone's going to get mad. At A-Law Radio, our Facebook page too, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're just getting started. Love for you to hang out with us the next few hours. Also, I saw these incredible poll results about sports radio and sports radio listeners and how we consume our favorite sports radio chatter. Fascinating stuff. At least I thought it was. I hope you do too. Jay doesn't even know about this. I can't wait to wow him with some of these numbers.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on the Infinity Sports Network.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Caitlin's learning. She's fighting. She gets, you know, the whole 40 minutes, she's in the game. On both ends, she's getting beat up. She keeps fighting. I've got some great people in my locker room. We're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep fighting, and it's going to click, and we're going to get there. But it doesn't happen overnight.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Indiana Fever head coach Christy Sides. Remember, people were calling for her job earlier, at 2 weeks into the season, as a matter of fact, and all of a sudden she was the worst coach in the world. It's been a struggle. They've got a bunch of young players, and that goes back to late May before they started their win streak. Now three in a row and four consecutive wins at home for the fans who have got to be delighted to see the process working. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Love to connect with you online at A-Law Radio or on our Facebook page. And I did put out there a bit of a preview for my conversation with Jennifer Rosati. Again, it was this afternoon because of her responsibilities with the Connecticut Sun, with USA Women's Basketball. But the great timing of it is that it happened right after we found out the news about Cameron Brink, which directly affects the Olympic team. So it stinks for Cam, but I was able to get Jen's reaction. And then we talked about the selection process. We talked about the WNBA. And of course, we talked about Caitlin and the other rookies. You do not want to miss this. I'm telling you, she spells it out for you and tells you exactly what you want to know. I'm grateful for her candor, to be sure. So back to Wednesday night's game between the Fever and the Mystics. Clark ends up with a career-high 12 rebounds. She says, don't get used to it. That's not something that you're going to see on a regular basis. But the career-high 12 rebounds to go along with 18 points, 6 assists, 4 steals, her second double-double. Aaliyah Boston had another 22 points. She and Caitlin are starting to play really well together. So, yeah, Christy Sides essentially is saying, I told you so.
We can start with the schedule for this inexperienced team, right? You know, youngest, least experienced team in the league. That, we'll start there. That schedule was tough with no practice time. And that is where young players, you know, need to play together, get time on the court together, understand each other's timing, where they're going to be. So between not being able to practice, playing the toughest teams in the league, every other night, you know, I keep saying it, but just the way, you know, just the way these guys keep showing up, I'm so proud of them because now they're getting, you know, they're feeling what it should have felt like from, you know, at the beginning.
We took it one game at a time. We never looked too far ahead. And I think that's the same thing with this next stretch of five straight road games. You just got to go one game at a time. And the next two are versus teams that we played in the last week. So they're certainly going to want some revenge. But also, you know, I feel like the confidence that we've been able to build from the last three games is, you know, continue to take a step forward and learn each game. And, you know, if we do happen to lose one, how are we going to respond?
You can definitely see the fact that they've had a few days off in between games helps. I know we talked about this when the WNBA season tipped off, that they had, I think it was 7 games in their first 12 days, something crazy like that. And that's a lot, not just for a young team, but a lot for any team, especially since you're bouncing all over the U.S. These weren't all games at home. And so now that they've had a little time in between, they're able to find some rhythm, right? Find plays that they can script and work on in practice. And it's starting to become a little more second nature. You can see the connection, as I mentioned, between Caitlin Clark, Kelsey Mitchell, Aaliyah Boston. I know my mom could tell you even more about the roster because she's been watching every game faithfully. So now they've won 5 of 7 and they'll continue to try to make some progress. There's only 13 teams, a baker's dozen in the, no, 12, 12 teams in the WNBA, 12 teams. They're adding Toronto, right? Which I think will make it 13. We talked about that. That's one team that they know they're adding for sure. 12 now, 13 in the future, likely to add another to make it even. But it's only a dozen teams, so you're seeing the same people over and over and over and over and over again. It's a lot, right? They get to know you. Certainly, they have seen scout and can defend you. And in the case of Caitlin and Aaliyah Boston, they're not taking anyone by surprise. Everybody knows who they are. So there's a learning curve when you're a young team and you're going into a league where, yeah, there's really not much separation. Cameron Brink, she was the number 2 overall pick in the WNBA draft behind Caitlin Clark, the great shot blocker and scorer out of Stanford. She won a national championship with Tara Vanderveer when she was there in 21, I believe, was when they won that title. So she's a national champ and did tear her ACL when she was driving to the hoop at Connecticut on Tuesday night. That stinks, of course. And she posted on social confirming it, like the hashtag that she put up, delayed, not denied, and said, you never think it'll happen to you until it does, despite all of your hard work. Injuries are certainly a part of the game. It's something that in women's basketball, having not just played it myself and had multiple teammates who tore ACLs not just once but twice. I remember I was doing a drill with a classmate of mine. This was preseason, and we were just doing a dribbling slash defense drill. And she stepped on my foot and re-tore an ACL that she had just rehabbed. Just like that. She had spent a year rehabbing the ACL, stepped on my foot, and tore it again. This is an injury that's really common for women in part, not the only reason, but in part because of the angles of the hips down to the anterior cruciate ligament, that outer ligament on the knee. So it's even more common for women's basketball players than it is for men. I've seen women just in walkthroughs plant their foot and just like that, the ACL tears. But in this case, Cameron was driving to the hoop, but it was a really awkward step. Her foot slipped out from underneath her. It just looked really painful. So she'll have to spend a good portion of the next year rehabbing it, but also she's going to miss the Paris Olympics.
Devastating. You don't want to see anybody deal with any sort of an injury, obviously an injury of that magnitude. So I know she's the type of person that'll, you know, be able to get through it and come out through it stronger. But yeah, I mean, it just breaks your heart. She's such a good basketball player, but an even better person. And obviously knowing her and her being one of my friends and kind of going through this process together from when we were 17 years old, like we were roommates on the road in Thailand, and then getting to share like draft weekend together or, you know, award shows our junior year of college. And then, you know, she was obviously having a great start to her rookie season and then seeing, you know, obviously something so devastating like this. But, you know, I know. I know she'll come back stronger, and I know so many people are thinking of her and praying for her, and I'm sure she's overwhelmed by the support right now, and she definitely deserves it. So knowing the type of person she is, this will only make her better in the long run.
Kind words from Caitlin Clark, who knows her well. You forget how small the sororities and the fraternities are in pro sports. A lot of the athletes in football, baseball, basketball, they played against each other or with each other in youth leagues, then on into school, college, sometimes even minor leagues and the run-up to the pros. So, yeah, they know each other well. Kind words from Caitlin. But, yeah, what a crappy revelation for not just the Sparks, but for Cameron personally. We've got Jennifer Rosati coming up next hour, a conversation you do not want to miss. Straight ahead, Gerrit Cole makes his debut for the New York Yankees against the Baltimore Orioles, top two teams in the AL East.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Swing and a miss, strike 3. First strikeout of the season for Gerrit Cole as Jorge Mateo down on strikes to start the third. 2-2. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. He had to work for it, but he strikes out the side with a walk mixed in there as well. Gerrit Cole has worked through 3. Gerrit Cole delivers a 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Well, if that's the final batter for Gerrit Cole, he goes out with a strikeout. He strikes out 5 of the last 7 batters that he has faced.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On the Yankees radio network, Gerrit Cole, the reigning Cy Young Award winner in the American League, makes his season debut. Been a long time coming, as you can imagine, not just for the fans and for Aaron Boone, but for Gerrit himself. 4 innings pitched, he throws 62 pitches, allows a couple runs on 3 hits and 5 strikeouts of the Orioles.
Felt pretty good. Good command for the most part. And made some good pitches when we needed to make some good pitches. It was nice. It was It's kind of a special game for me a little bit. It's just been a long few months and a lot of emotions.
As the outing went on, I thought he got a little bit better and had a little bit of everything. You know, got a strikeout with the breaking ball, flashed a good slider for a strikeout. I thought the cutter was a good pitch for him all night. Reached back for some heaters that he executed as well. So all in all, I thought he threw the ball well.
As for the game, the Yankees were able to rally with three runs in the seventh and then a run in the ninth inning to force extras against Baltimore.
1-1. Mullins swings, a looper out towards shallow center field. Four Yankees coming in. Nobody will get to it. Santander gets the wave around as Verdugo comes up with it. The throw is not in time. Anthony Santander scores. Mullins is safe aboard at second. And the Orioles reclaim the lead in the 10th, 6-5. Runner goes, 0-1, swung on and missed. Trevino overthrows to third base. Mullins gets up as the ball rolls into left. He flies home, and the Orioles get another run across. A huge mistake for Jose Trevino, counted by 2-7-5 in the 10th.
The voice of Melanie Newman on the Orioles radio network. So, yeah, able to get a couple in the top of the 10th. Yankees actually tacked one on in the bottom of the 10th and were once again within striking distance.
Runner at first, one out, 1-1. Runner goes, Adley throws to Jorge Mateo, and they got him. Oswaldo Cabrera is out. A big second out for the Orioles here, and Adley coming up clutch once more. Do not run on the O's.
And for Baltimore, able to get the second game of the series against the Yankees. So, yeah, big deal for them. We're not going to talk standings. It's still June, mid-June at that. But with the Yankees setting the pace in the American League and actually all of Major League Baseball, for Brendan Hyde's club, this is a big deal.
It's a big win. You know, things were going well, then they weren't. You know, that seventh inning, you know, a couple misplays or plays that we normally make don't, and Stanton hits the big homer there, but you know, in the end we made some plays and they made some plays too. To, you know, Verdugo up the catch in center field, that was game changing. And but really happy with how we battled, competed. You know, we can give up the lead and continue to fight offensively. It shows a lot about our club, and you know, it was a heck of a win.
So the Orioles get the best of the Yanks in this one. No Aaron Judge, still nursing that sore hand after getting smashed by a pitch on Tuesday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I love Grimace. I used to love Happy Meals when I was a kid. I got my nieces Happy Meals when they were kids. He's purple. He's a big doofus. He threw out the first pitch for the Mets. What was it, a week ago? Ish, and it started some kind of a trend. Not only did the Mets seem to get inspired by Grimace and his presence on their field, but also they started to win, and the memes out there for the Mets and for Grimace, now they've been labeled the Grimettes. Well, they were until they ran into the World Series champion, but come on now, Grimace, we may not have seen the last of him this season.
He nods and delivers. Swing and a high fly. Deep right field. Marte going back. It is gone. A good half dozen rows up into the seats in right field. Leody Taveras with his fifth home run of the year puts the Rangers back in front 5-3.
Taveras actually entered the game for defense in this one, and he'd been scuffling a bit, but was able to hit that tie-breaking home run off Drew Smith that ended the Rangers' five-game skid, but also ended the Mets' seven-game winning streak. So a big one for Bruce Bochy and, of course, Taveras.
Leo, you know, to come in a game like that and hit a home run, it's good to see him, you know, do something really good. I know he's been fighting it a little bit.
What are the chances that Pete Alonso is traded before the deadline? Probably less now because of the seven-game win streak and the fact that the Mets are back in the conversation for NL wild card again. It's June. A lot can happen. But, Jay, would you like to see them make some moves at the deadline or stand pat now? Does this prove, maybe, that they can compete?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I thought they honestly were playing decent baseball most of the season. It's just the guys like Alonso, Lindor, Diaz, their stars, quote unquote, were the ones who were dragging them down and not performing. Now the fact that those guys are starting to play better and hit and produce, yeah, the team's starting to win. Look at that. When your stars perform, your team
wins. Look at that.
So, I mean, like you said, it's a little still a little too early to tell. We'll see how long the Grimmets can last. But if they're 0.5 out like they are now or a game out of a wild card, yeah, go for it. Why not?
They have won 11 of 14, 8 of their last 10. And manager Carlos Mendoza's got to feel better. Maybe his job isn't, well, his seat isn't quite so hot.
To what we've been through, you know, especially the month of May, and then for us to play good baseball, it shows that we got a good team, and we got guys there that, you know, are going to continue to compete.
To everybody, let's go, Mex.
I think that the Mets are on to something, and the Grimace thing is cute. I'm not going to be labeling them contenders just yet. But as Jay points out, when your stars start to produce, I mean, this is really the case for any team. You spend a lot of money on guys or you've got your big guns. They're not doing anything. Well, it can mean a lot. They're still below 500. So there's that. But they are part of the wild card conversation. Meanwhile, you've got the Dodgers who lose because of a pair of sacrifice flies off their bullpen. Brendan Doyle, not only allows the Rockies he's the reason the Rockies tie the game with a sac fly in the seventh, but then he gives them the go-ahead run in the ninth on another sacrifice fly. It was a walk-off, right? So they're in Colorado. So he gives them the lead. They walk off in the ninth inning because of his second sac fly. Right now the Dodgers are, I don't say scuffling, but man, life is a lot tougher for Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers lineup without Mookie Betts.
It's a hole that's not easy to fill, obviously, with the leadership position he embodies. But we just have to find a way to, as a collective unit, to be able to cover him.
By the way, that is not Ipe Mitsuhara. He's not returned. So we'll keep an eye on Major League Baseball as we head into the boys of summer. Ooh, happy summer. Thursday, not yet. I think we have a few hours to go. Thursday is the first official day of summer. There are parts of the upper Midwest, the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic who are experiencing the heat wave. It's kind of funny when I'm talking about triple digit temps and the humidity is really thick and my husband decides that noon will be the perfect time to go out on a 16-mile bike ride. Oh, okay. He takes his lunch break and goes on a 16-mile bike ride. And he was hot, he said, but oh, there's plenty of shade along the route. Are you kidding me? I'm staying inside in the AC. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.